was Venger, the force of evil. I am Dungeon Master, your guide in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
Man behind the machine, this is your old pal Jack Nicholson. I would just like to personally thank you for giving me a brain adjustment with all of your special technology. Thank you for hooking me up to the right doozly doobles and jobbly jobbles, if you know what I mean. Although I did have to strap my brain skull into that contraption, I gotta say I had one of the greatest times of my life being hooked up to the interwebs, so thank you very much for introducing me to the worldwide, let's just say worldwide zeros and ones. Let's just leave it at that. It was an experience like none other, and thank you very much for all of your technological wizardry and your highly extensive knowledge about this simulated reality. Take care, buddy.
Absolito. Hey, how are you?
Dungeon Master.
Crazy.
Yeah. I want to say hi, tell you to be coming on tonight.
Dungeon Dragons.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have come. I have come fully prepared.
Nerd key spaz.
I have and my armor, and I'm ready for battle.
Except for you're not leveled up.
Oh, did I get excluded?
Oh, no.
I mean, you didn't get excluded. You just got
a roll.
You get, when you go in there, every week, I post the...
Obsoleto.
The current...
Interview with the Dungeon Master, Dr. Claw.
Yeah?
A little write-up on what happened, what level everybody is. And I can't remember what level you are. You're welcome to play. It's just... we don't do leveling up on the game day, obviously.
So should I stay out then tonight?
Well, you're welcome to play. I think it's going to be a heavy role-playing day because we're going to meet the dragon.
Whoa.
So.
Really? I can't miss this.
It's not up to me what everybody does, so I think we're going to meet the dragon.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, if they don't choose to do that, then they don't choose to do that. But I think you'll be all right, because I think some of the encounters that they're going to run into I designed when they were a lower level than they are.
Yeah.
So I think you'll be all right. Just be careful with yourself.
So we're going to meet Tiamat tonight?
We're going to be what?
Meeting Tiamat?
No. Tiamat is like, if I'm not going to spoil anything, but if you guys ever do meet Tiamat, you better be like level 12 or better, everybody.
But this is a dragon tonight.
That dragon is like the end boss of the entire campaign.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So that's different. Now you're going to meet the dragon that holds the first book.
Oh.
And if you go on to the D&D thing.
Yeah.
In the top right hand corner, there's a thing that says
Obsoleto.
That says journals. Right click on that, pop it out, go to the campaign.
Okay.
And any days that you haven't been here, you should read.
Okay. And catch up.
On where everybody's been, what's going on, all that stuff.
I'll do my best. I've got a lot of work to do. I'll do my best.
I put a lot of effort into putting those in there so that everybody can be up to speed.
Okay. Oh, that's fun. It sounds great. I love it.
I mean, and even if you're not up to speed, you're welcome to play.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I, you know, I want to give it a chance because I'm used to the old face-to-face way. Gabish?
Yeah, no, you can use dice. You don't have to use the electronic dice if you don't.
No, I'm just saying I'm trying to give it a chance because I didn't think this was for me when I first did it. I didn't think the online is for me, so I'm giving it another chance.
I mean, so. It's really not that much different.
It's very different.
Have action figures that we have out on the field. You know, it's all just tokens and icons instead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in the end, it's not any different. It's just cheaper.
You just can't see people's reactions and look at their faces.
I mean, we could if everybody wanted to. Nobody seems to want that. I mean, but I don't care. We have Guy Chat. I'd be all about everybody getting on there and doing that. But, I mean...
Right. No,
that's
cool.
Up to anybody else.
Well, like I said, I'm giving another chance. I'm excited, and it'll be exciting. So I can't wait to see what you're going to bring, Dungeon Master.
Well, that's not up to me. I don't write the story. I make the world. You guys write the story.
Oh, really?
A good Dungeon Master doesn't railroad people through. A good Dungeon Master simply provides the world that people write their story in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, interesting. Okay. I thought you guys made the campaigns and stuff.
I mean, I only make the campaigns far out. I have like an overarching thing and things that are going on in the background and stuff like that that people aren't aware of until they run across it. But other than that, where we go and what we do is not up to me.
Really?
I would if I took your player agency away, what fun would that be?
I know.
You're like, nope, this is what you're doing this week. This week you're going to do this.
Well, you give us a map, so you do tell us what to do. Right?
We give you a whole world to play in.
Yeah.
For that week until I get time to draft a new continent. And I'll make up the story.
Yeah, it's exciting.
If you guys decide that you want to be all, you're going to make your story in. That's it. Murdering and pillaging, and you go...
Exciting.
That's yeah.
We're going to meet the dragon tonight.
Maybe.
Okay.
Not up to me.
Do you have this whole campaign laid out or what?
No. I have, like I said, the overarching part of the campaign laid out. Like what's happening, what bad guys are doing in the background that you guys don't know about, stuff like that. That kind of thing is going on.
Right.
But other than if I write it in advance, what good does that do? Huh. I can't write it in advance because I don't know what you guys are going to do. So I write, you know, I make areas and things like that for you. And what you guys choose to do with that is up to you guys. It is not up to me to railroad you through a campaign.
You're laissez-faire, Dungeon Master.
I mean,
you just sit back, right?
For me, I sit back and see what you're gonna do. I guess like watching a tale.
Right.
You know, I create the world. You guys do what you're gonna do.
I respect you.
If you decide to attack the king, you probably all die. But you know, that is what it is. You know.
No, I respect that, bro. I like it.
Yeah, most people do.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work to do it.
That's how a dungeon, or that's how a dungeon master should be in any role-playing game. Like, you shouldn't be pre-planning with the characters. Like, let's say I spent hours building, like, this awesome campaign or this awesome story, and I'm like, all right, you know, there's, like, this cloaked figure in the bar, you know, and there's this fat lady singing, and blah, blah, blah. Everybody fixates on the fat lady singing. Nobody cares about the guy in that cloak that's going to give me the quest, and everybody goes off and does something totally different. And I waited all that time making that shit, and nobody's going to do it now.
Right.
So, no. I create the world. You guys choose what to do. And that simple.
Did you learn that from one of your Dungeon Master mentors?
I mean, I've always kind of been that way because I've been doing it since I was, 16? So for 30 years I've kind of done it. I mean, I would say, I maybe had a little bit more real
Yeah.
You can railroad people through and go, nope, you're doing it. Or, which is not fun for anybody. Like, if you're forced into, like, doing something you're not interested in, it is what it is.
Right. But you got to move the story along. Right?
I mean, I do some things like, you know, referee bit. Like, if people are seem like confused or need, you know, a little bit of prodding, we still have some people that it's their first time role playing, right? So I do, even though we're not on Tutorial Island, I do kind of interject a little bit if I need to. But I have a couple of my rules are, when somebody's part of the group, they're part of the group. I don't allow PvP. People are not going to fight each other. It is not going to be a thing that's allowed. If we don't know a rule at the time, we're not going to go look it up now.
What's PDP? Did you say
player versus player?
Oh, really? You can't allow that?
No, I'm not letting people fight each other.
Why?
Because that creates awkwardness at the table.
Okay, interesting.
And then the campaign will fall apart. No.
Is this something that other D&D masters talk about? Is this just...
I mean, some people do. Some people allow PvP and things like that. Like, if that's something you're interested in, it's something that you'd want to plan in advance. And you'd want to have agreement from all the people that are involved in it. Because people are going to lose their characters. Dead character is a dead character. That's been a rule forever. Like, so, you're making a new character.
Is the basic D&D rule, since it was ever created, has it been disfavorable towards this? Like, does it ban it?
No.
Okay, so it's not against the rules.
It's not against their rules.
Oh, okay. But it's your rule. And you're not going to sway?
No.
No.
Nope. Not on that. Nope. I want fun, enjoyable, game. I want everybody to have a good time. And, you know, despite people's differences or things like that, they're going to work through them.
Right.
For the most part, I haven't really run into a lot of people wanting that kind of a thing.
Well, let me ask you this question.
They can follow each other a little bit because they know I won't allow it anyway. But other than that,
Have you ever...
I'm not going to allow it. And like another rule, I'm not going to argue with you if you think I did a rule wrong. I'm going to make a judgment call today. I'm going to make a note to look it up later. And then we're going to look it up later when it's not in the middle of a campaign so that we can keep the game moving along. Oh. And I allow people to make mistakes. Everybody's going to make mistakes sooner or later. And it's even me. Right?
Right.
I ran a different system for the majority of those years. This is like the first year I've ever run a D&D campaign. Like, when I played D&D when I was a little kid, when I was like 12.
Yeah.
I didn't run it. Somebody else did. So, as long as I've been running a game, it's been Rifts. Palladium. And Superheroes Unlimited, and I've not run anything else until this year. D&D, I started running D&D when we all played Baldur's Gate. How much more simple the system was than Rifts, and said, all right, we're going to do it. Bought the books, and off we went. So, yeah, I mean, it's I'm going to make mistakes. And I'm going to make a judgment call as best I can, work through it for the day, and then figure it out later. I've only had to do that a couple of times.
Really?
In both, that was correct anyway.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been asked this question? And if not, if somebody asked you this, what would you say? Dungeon Master, I want to enter your campaign because I like to cosplay.
People can cosplay. I wouldn't care if people wanted to.
Okay, what's the difference between cosplay and D&D?
The only difference is you dress up like your character.
Right. Okay.
I mean, if you want to dress up like your character, you're welcome to dress up like your character. I'm not going to require people do that.
Right.
If you do it because it makes you feel good and helps you be in the role, by all means, you're welcome to do so.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to require other people do it.
Okay. Would you permit me to change my character name? Or modify it?
I don't care.
Oh, ever powerful dungeon master.
It's something like that. If you want to change your character name, just change your character name. I don't care. You can do that right in the game. Nobody's powers. Like, you have every power over your character that I do.
If
you give yourself a million hit points, it's not going to stop you from doing that.
I just don't want to upset the infallible dungeon master.
I wouldn't say infallible.
Okay, overreaching.
If you want to change your name, just go change it.
Okay.
Your character sheet is your character. You go do it right now. I don't even need to be on. You just go there and you do it.
What else should we know? Oh, great, powerful dungeon master. What should we know about tonight?
I'll come sign in, do your adjustments for changing your name.
Okay.
And then I would make a. I would take the time to read that journal.
Journal, okay.
I would go read the journals.
Okay.
They're all there for a long ways. You do have the ability to read your journals, so.
Wait, bro.
There.
I can't wait to crawl some dungeons. Are we gonna find some real? Are we gonna find any dungeons on this campaign?
I don't know. Are you?
I'm gonna have to propose this question to the party.
I don't write a story, man. You guys write story.
Okay. Really? Okay.
We're gonna go and explore this cave over here. Then you go and explore that cave over there. We're gonna see what's in it. Who knows what's in it? We'll find out when we get there.
Who knows? Okay. Okay, oh glorious dungeon master. All hail.
I don't know about handling that. It's not like I'm Nazi or something. Oh, come on.
Well, you are the most powerful.
No, right? Absolutely not. You guys are supposed to kill everything they throw at you. The only thing I do is make sure that we keep the rules as best we can, keep the peace as best we can, and create the world for you to do your own adventure in.
And you just disappear and you appear at will, like in the cartoon. Remember the cartoon, Dungeon Dragons?
You know, I kind of remember it when I was a little kid, but I didn't really watch it much.
Oh, you should watch it. It's good.
I want to go find it.
It's good. And you know what, bro?
I want to watch it.
I just found that they sell the DVD set of all the episodes on Amazon.
There's supposed to be they're supposed to be bringing everything back.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's awesome. Wow. Yeah, that Dungeon Master.
The funny thing is, I haven't heard anything more about it, but they supposedly were making like TV stations or something based around D&D, and they were going to bring back the old D&D cartoons. They had some new stuff they were going to do. They were going to have all their like Matt Mercer and all that kind of stuff on it.
Wow.
All kinds of stuff, I think, with some of the shenanigans that have been going on, that
right.
The top roleplay show people are not going to use D&D anymore.
What do you mean?
Matt Mercer's made his own game. Like, the guy who's been like the top promoter of D&D made his own game, and I think that came about when the OGL scandal happened, a lot of people went, well, we're done with D&D then. D&D kind of burnt their bridge.
So what's
when they did that whole thing. That was a real bad move on their part.
So what's the name of this new game?
I don't know. You'd have to go look it up.
What?
So basically what happened was D&D decided to... they wanted to try to start controlling some of the assets. So, like, they had this open gaming license and things like that, right? That's what OGL stands for, right? So they had this thing where, all right, here's the base rule for the game. You can build books and worlds and stuff for it and sell your books and work for it. And so people have been real successful and made a ton of money on D&D, and Hasbro hasn't been making it. So... Hasbro's been making money on D&D, but they want a cut of all these other people's profits. So they tried to make this thing where they were going to start controlling, you know, the type of content you could release, and they tried to modify these licenses, the agreements they've had with people without, you know, without any notice, and try to get some, you know, say that they owed them some money for using their product, and all this, it was horrible. And then everybody rebelled and everything, and then it was really quickly decided to not do that. But the damage was done.
Yeah.
People everywhere were like, well, they're, you know, they could, you know, they obviously tried to sneak this through, and it got caught real quick, but they're just going to be sneakier about it next time, so nobody trusts them anymore, so... A lot of people are not making content for D&D. They're either making their own games or finding game companies that they could trust, you know, or they trust enough to not do that kind of stuff so that they can write books and stories and stuff for them. Or people are making stories and books and maps and stuff that are universally usable that don't rely on the actual game mechanics and stuff so that you can use it in any system. So a lot of people are going that route. I mean, it's just they ruined it for themselves. Wow. So they came up with this D&D 1 thing that they're trying to basically say, all right, the next version of D&D, we're gonna hone in on it that way, and we're gonna try to get everybody on our own online platform, because they don't like that things like Foundry exist, where we can play on our own private server. They want us to give them a monthly subscription to do the same thing we're doing right now that I bought a license permanently for.
Really?
Well, they're not going to be able to do it because I'm not dumb enough to not buy paper books.
Yeah. Have you heard of the game?
I own it. You're done. I have it. You got your money. I got what I wanted. We're both good. Right?
Have you ever heard of this game called Tunnels and Trolls?
I have. I haven't played it.
You should check it out.
No, I have too many that I need to check out already. I have right now the one I'm working on, also putting in place, is going to be the Savage World system, which is compatible with anything. So the nice thing is you can take any other game system,
yeah,
and incorporate characters into the Savage World system and be anything. Like, literally anything. The point of it is to be like Rift was, but simpler, where people can be anything and anybody and go anywhere and do anything and not have any restrictions. Now, the only downside to that one is a little bit more, like... The way people describe it is it's kind of like the old Batman TV show. The Zap, pow, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because it's very action-driven. Like Batman in show off.
Wow. Well, that's cool. And this is called again...
What?
What's it called again?
Savage Worlds.
Savage. I thought you were already doing Rifts.
That is Rifts.
Okay.
I have Savage World Rifts. I got the Savage World rules and then the Rifts add-on for it that helps you with the creation of a Rifts game using the Savage World rules. So, because Rips itself, the guy, Kevin Cepeda, doesn't allow people to make make online rule set systems and stuff like that. So, like, if you have, doesn't matter what online system you're using, right, you can't play regular riffs with it and have automation unless you can create the entire thing yourself for your own personal instance. So you can't get pre-programmed anything. It's really stupid because he's lost out on so much money that he could have made in the online era, especially during COVID. It's like, oh man, you really shot yourself in the foot with that crap.
Wow.
But it is what it is, and it's sad because it's probably the one system that I knew the most. I would love to have a good Rifts campaign going.
Right.
But and who knows? We probably will eventually when people, when everybody's sick of D&D and they want to do, they want to keep playing, but they want something fresh. We will, we may switch systems when that happens.
Sad.
And we keep, you know, I have two copies of the server, so we can switch back and forth. We can just, you know, leave this world the way it is at any time and go to another world and play an entirely different system. I have it mostly ready to go. It just needs to be updated, characters created, and so on and so forth.
Well, I printed off some rules from Star Frontiers that I'm going to give you. I know you're busy with other stuff, but I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay? I'm going to give you a copy of Star Frontiers. This is a D&D officially licensed game. So,
For Star Trek?
No, Star Frontiers.
Oh, okay.
It's similar. Anyways, I'll give you a copy. You could read it. But, yeah. I say something along the lines of science fiction. You know, even though I do like the heroism, you know, of D&D. Like I said, Tunnels and Trolls, 1975, check it out. It's got a lot of respect from people in D&D. It was the same time D&D came up.
They've remade that, you know, it's not, you don't have to play the first version.
Oh, okay.
It's still around, you know. Go. Yeah. You should go check out Drive-Thru RPG. I think you'd like it.
Oh, okay. It's got a bunch of products.
Drive-Thru RPG is, they've gone to all the companies like D&D and like that Trolls game, I guarantee you, is there, Savage Worlds, all that, and they've got PDF copies of all the books for sale.
Yeah.
And it's a way to buy, you know, your books in digital copy and get a copy and just have a, you know, PDF of it.
Oh, okay.
So if you really like that Trolls game, what you should do is get it, design a campaign, and then let us all know and you can run it. Then I can actually play it. It'd be kind of nice.
Oh, okay. But when? You've got Thursdays booked.
You choose a different day. Every other Wednesday. How's that?
So I'll see you tonight.
Okay, sounds good. I'll be there.
Talk to you soon. Bye, bro. Yeah. Absolito. Dr. Absolito. Oi. Hello. Oi.
Station.
Hey, how's it going, Dungeon Master?
Horrible.
Why?
I don't know, because it's just a lot of dumb shit.
Oh, no.
just filled with a lot of dumb shit.
Okay. Yeah, it was fun last night.
From that, you had a question.